listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news. A Queensland agronomist from Bundaberg is levelling accusations of bully boy tactics against the major supermarket chains in her submission to the Supermarket Pricing Committee. The committee's primary objective is to grasp and rectify issues revolving around checkout prices and is presently conducting regional hearings, with today's session being held in Cairns. Judy Plath lodged her submission in Bundaberg yesterday.
If Australia really values fruit and vegetable growers producing fresh, clean, green product, then we have to start seeing farmers being paid properly and not being vulnerable to the bully boy tactics that the supermarkets use.
In other news, Bonsart say they remain committed to providing affordable and accessible air travel to all Australians. It follows confirmation that the budget airline has reduced flights in Mount Isa to one service per week. Local MP Bob Catter expressed his frustration over this decision on his Facebook page. In Queensland, scientists have found a new medicine that might prevent kids from getting allergies. Professor Savine Navarro and her team at the QMIR Berghoff Medical Institute looked at the idea that kids need to meet more germs and bugs. This led them to study a parasite that kids usually pick up when they play in the dirt outside.
I would almost not qualify it as an actual drug because it's almost occurring naturally. We're very excited about this finding, and we think that it really could change the landscape and especially the prevalence of allergy.
On Monday, the Queensland government purchased a popular commercial property in Mount Isa, which is now poised for a transformation aimed at enhancing mental health services. The property, that is currently known as the Club and located on Isa Street, will undergo demolition to make room for a state-of-the-art mental health service and facility.